make, or buy decisions. Organizations usually decide at this point whether it is best to make or to outsource components or products. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines such a make or buy decision as the act of deciding whether to produce an item internally or buy it from an outside supplier. Factors to consider in the decision include costs, capacity, availability, proprietary and/or specialized knowledge, quality considerations, skill requirements, volume, and timing. C. Make or buy cost analysis. The make or buy analysis compares the cost of buying products or services to making or performing them in-house. Exhibit 1-37 helps show how some make or buy decisions are fairly clear, while for others, the situation must be analyzed for risks and opportunities and perhaps managed to control uncertainty. Exhibit 1-37. Make or buy decisions. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines insourcing as using the firm's internal resources to provide goods and services. C. Make or buy decision. And outsourcing. In general, operations will make and not buy activities related to its core competencies. Core competencies are directly related to the organization's ability to compete, and outsourcing them creates a risk that the organization will not have this competitive edge. For example, a car manufacturer might compete on the luxury of its models. It is unlikely to outsource the design of its seats, but it may make them or buy their manufacture. In some cases, a forward-looking operations function will realize that it may be easier and less expensive to buy capacity in the short term. But in the long term, operations may benefit from keeping the activity in-house. It will develop a core competency. It might be simpler to buy certain fabrication skills and have an outside firm make a component. But if this skill will become a key competitive ingredient in the future, operations may choose to invest in the capability to make the component. If it is strategically desirable to make a product or component in-house, but the costs are too high, it may be possible to design new, more efficient processes. There are other situations in which outsourcing or buying makes perfect sense. An activity may be outsourced because it requires competencies that operations does not possess and will not develop because the activity is considered non-strategic. For example, maintenance of software systems may be outsourced to companies that specialize in cloud-based software products. Economies of scale would discourage an operations function from developing complex skills that would be rarely used. It also makes sense to outsource when a supplier can do a non-strategic activity with better speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and/or cost, especially when freeing operations from having to perform this activity allows it to improve its own performance, using the freed resources to generate more value. The make or buy decision considers product quality, transportation, cost, lead times, and reliability, the ongoing cost and time involved in sourcing, for example, to find and contract with suppliers, communicate expectations, and resolve issues, current or expected capacity availability or inventory levels, and relative risks. Any increase in operations vulnerability associated with outsourcing a specific activity must be considered carefully. In general, activities that substantially increase risk when outsourced will be kept in-house or managed in some way. A critical component or assembly may be made, but a contingency plan can be formed for obtaining the resource from a backup supplier. In another example, activities that give suppliers access to confidential or proprietary information should not be outsourced unless operations is comfortable with legal protections in the given country and the level of trust in the supplier relationship.